I am, as we speak, in the Letchworth State Park, which is commonly known as the Grand Canyon of the East. And I'm talking to John Thomas, who's the interpreter in the interpretive department of the park. And I want to ask you, John, if you could tell the story from your point of view, what is this park all about?
The history, the name of the park was after a man that was a great philanthropist and a doer of good deeds, greatly associated with the native culture and the pioneer history. And his goal was to save treasures now in his time frame in the late 18th to the 1900s, because he believed if it wasn't gathered up and saved, it may be forever lost. And that was the basis of Mr. Letchworth's park. As tenant, he was preparing this for future generations to live on into the future for everybody, our children and our grandchildren.
What really makes you feel passionate about this park?
About 40-some years ago, me and my wife got together, and this was the first place we came to. And my name and that, associating what was to become my birthday, January 24th, but it was 41. Mr. Letchworth, the state of New York, accepted the park on January 24th, 1907. And the names of Mary Jameson, I carry both her brothers' names, plus Thomas Letchworth was the ancestry in England, and John Letchworth was a Quaker minister that their ancestry in the United States is there. I have a connection. I have two grandsons, descendants of Mary Jameson.
Oh, very interesting, because as I told you, I've already also spoken to Peter Jameson. So I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit about Mary.
A young girl, Irish immigrant, born on a ship, William and Mary, captured during the French and Indian Wars, adopted Seneca, this is very brief, lived between two societies, outpost societies, for 70 years of her life. At the Treaty of Big Tree in 1797, she was awarded a reservation which became part of the park, a little north of there, of over 18,000 acres. Today the park is only 14,350 some acres, so she was well respected. Mm-hmm. Her second husband, a great war chief, Hickato, was maybe responsible. She had six children with them. Mm-hmm. Her first husband was a Delaware. I don't know for sure if he was a chief, it says he claims to be a chief, mm-hmm. and she had two children. A girl died within a couple of days. She five children and two husbands predeceased her.
So she was actually kidnapped by Native Americans?
She was taken captive near the French and Indian War, near Gettysburg, a place, Marsh Creek, Adams County, Franklin Township, taken out into the Ohio, given to two Senecas, adopted Seneca, which his adoption was in that time frame. You became Native American. There was no other beginning. My Native in-laws don't want anything to do with Mary Jameson, but they carry that name because it's another generation and the old rules of that are.
Was she trapped, in a sense, between two cultures, or did she become both of those cultures?
She lived with both of those cultures, but in a way, not that this is not the park's interpretation. No. Mm-hmm. People asked me that she loved the Indians and was married to two chiefs, and so she stayed with them and all that. Her oldest son, Thomas, was well-liked by the chiefs, and they had already told her that he would never go back. He had to stay with the nation. And she was a mother with six or seven children, and I believe being a mother, she was trapped, if that's the way that you want to consider that trapped. Her lot was cast.
Okay. So, as so much of the Finger Lakes, this is a prime heritage site in America that maybe a lot of, and Canada, just across the border, and a lot of people probably have never been to, have never discovered. And it seems to me what you are doing is also part of passing along that heritage. talking to your children, grandchildren, or whatever, what do you think is the most important thing to say to young people in terms of why they need to come here and to understand what this is all about?
Because of Mr. Lutchworth's name, when I speak to children and all that at the council grounds, speaking in the council grounds, the council building is the oldest building, the biggest artifact I believe we have, who predates our Revolutionary War. And he was so liked among the native people, at the last council fire he was given a name, Iwaista, means the man that does the right things. And I always tell the children or young adults to always go through this life and ask questions. Why things have to be. And study history, but to bring history from the past to the present and hope somebody will carry it into the future.
Thanks very much, John.